Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome. I am Vivian Louise Sharp, executive producer and media personality for Sharp Paragon Entertainment in collaboration with ScreenWorks Entertainment and Myron Grace, chief executive officer and engineer. This is a program called Shooting the Breeze, where we discuss elements of life with lots of wonderful people. Stay tuned. You may enjoy yourself. Thank you for joining Shooting the Breeze.
Hello and welcome. This is Vivian Louise Sharp live and in Cleveland, Ohio, coming straight to you from the fantastic Buckeye State. And today we're featuring a famous person from our own area here, Miss Krishandra Matthews. Krishandra Matthews. And her big problem is the fact that she's got all these people to talk to today. And her big company is called Literacy in the Hood. Miss Krishandra, Miss Chris, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great today. Thank you, Ms. Sharp, for having me on your show today. I really feel, after reading and Googling you and the wonderful work that you do, I'm just excited to be able to talk to you today about reading, about education, and about what I foresee when school starts back in the fall with the children.
Yes, I want to, we have some people standing by to ask you questions and introduce themselves, but I want you to talk to me about yourself. How did you get started? What made you give this idea the help? HOOD stands for something. It's an acronym. Tell me what that stands for.
Well, Literacy in the Hood. Hood stands for Helping Out Our Disenfranchised. And I lived in the inner city, and I was raising my son, and he started reading at age 3. And what I noticed in the inner city is that there was no type of programs that I could take him to encourage him to become a stronger reader or to put him on a path to become a lifelong reader. And I would always find myself driving to the suburbs. While that was fine for me because I had a car and I knew about what was going on in the suburbs, I had to think about my son. Then I also thought about other parents and what if they didn't have anyone that could drive them to the suburbs. So what I started doing was just taking books and passing them out in the community, just something small. What is it that I can do? And what I noticed is it had a domino effect. Like people were calling me and DMing me and asking me how can they also get books. So really, in Cleveland, our statistics are way off and way high as far as illiteracy and as far as our children's reading scores. So with that being said, that's the fire under my feet that's bigger than me to say, okay, you got to keep, even in COVID-19, pushing these books out to the parents, to the children, and to the caregivers.
Well, where did you get your funding? Did you donate it, or how did you get the money to buy the books?
Well, I run a cleaning business. I run a cleaning business, so for years I funded my own self. I've wrote these community grants from various organizations such as Neighborhood Leadership Development and Neighborhood Connections, as well as some few other ones. However, I knew that even without funding, I had to make sure that the children have books. Our statistics in Cleveland say 2 out of 3 children have no books at home, period. So with those statistics and with us being the only avenue, it wasn't something that you could start and then stop, even in a pandemic.
The people that you had on your TV show, Sean, and you said Sean Literacy? Literacy Sean.
Well, let me say, my name is Krishandra.
Yes.
Okay, let me get it. Let me go and give you the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help me God. My name is Krishandra, and if you spell all that out, the middle of my name is S-H-A-W-N. Well,
right,
for years,
right.
when Facebook first started, they said that if you on Facebook and you doing too much, you can lose your job, and your job be looking at your social media. So at that time, I was married, and my last name was Smith. Well, one day while searching on social media after leaving my son's father, I noticed that my son's father's page was single. And I said, why your last name still Smith? And at that point, I had a lot of followers, and I didn't want to confuse anyone. So my superhero now name is Sean Literacy, just connected myself with Literacy in the Hood, because I couldn't be Shawn Matthews because they wouldn't know who she was. And I couldn't be, I was not putting Krishandra across Facebook. Like, I just, that's just too personal for me. Like, if you know that's my name, you know. And now with Literacy in the Hood, they learning and they knowing. But that's just too much. So that's the truth. That's Rashawn Literacy. That's my superhero name.
Well, baby, you got two people from Atlanta on the line. Sorry to interrupt as well.
Two people from Atlanta, or just Atlanta. Mr. Give your name, sir. Mr. Michael?
This is Mr. Michael Smith, dialing in from Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay, Mr. Smith, hang loose for a little while. We're going to let you come on. We're talking to the star of the program, Ms. Chris Matthews. Glad that you could join us today from Atlanta. We got two people from Atlanta, you and Sanaa. I don't think you know each other.
Welcome, Atlanta. Welcome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
There's a wonderful article on YouTube. The two news reporters wrote on me down here in Atlanta. So when we get off of this call, just type Literacy in the Hood on YouTube and you'll see the commercial. You'll see the news report that the ladies wrote on us down there in Atlanta. So thanks, Atlanta. Shout out to Atlanta.
Which news medium was it? Was it TV or the newspaper?
Oh, no, I'll be on like a couple of seconds. Because I was actually on YouTube trying to show my sister our small commercial that we have on YouTube. And while on YouTube is when I noticed that there was a story written from some news reporters in Atlanta about us. It's called 11 Alive.
Okay, and that's the name of the article?
And that's they wrote a story there in Atlanta. It's called, 11 Alive or 11 Alive.
Wonderful.
And it's on YouTube under, if you just type Literacy in the Hood.
Okay, yeah, you got to look me up on YouTube. I'm up there every day, too, doing my thing. And all the people on the line with you, I'm going to let you tell us about Boys Do Read, and then I'm going to let them ask you some questions. Would that be all right?
Well, Vivian, if you need to go over a little while, that's fine, because...
Okay, good. Okay, thank you.
The fact that you need to let everybody have a chance to speak to Miss Matthews and her mission.
Right,
and let her
we're
going to
do that. Thank you. Thank you, Myron. I appreciate that. Miss Boys Do Read. Tell us about that.
Boys Do Read is an initiative that my son started. He's my hero. He started when he was 7. But he said, Mommy, I want to make reading fun again for boys. He said, so many times they make it seem like it's a punishment or something bad that they have to do. So he said, Mommy, I want to make reading fun again for boys. So Boys Do Read, we have these all collaborations. For example, he has a collaboration with the Barber College, La Barbería Barber College. They bring barbers from the college. The boys learn how to do the affirmations for themselves, they get treated. And for the boys, they get a free haircut. So that's just one of the things that he does to try to get the boys excited about reading and to draw boys out.
Yes. I think that's a wonderful thing that you're doing. And now let's introduce some of the people that are here to see you today. They have looked up some of your information, and I want to feature the ones that came on first. Let's talk to Sanaa. Sanaa, introduce yourself and tell her what you do briefly, and also ask her a question if you have a question. Sanaa from Atlanta.
Oh, all right. I won't take long. It's a coincidence that you're a superhero, because I'm the one and only hip-hop superhero. I make only positive hip-hop. It's uplifting and inspirational. And I would like you to tell everybody how they can contact you if they want books. Do you have a number or the name of your website?
Mm-hmm. You can go. All of my contact information is on literacyinthehood.com. You can also contact me at literacyinthehood@gmail.com. Both come directly to my cell phone.
Wonderful.
Right. Excellent.
And now, good.
Excellent.
Do you have another one, Sanaa? Are you
okay? Just a second about myself. I'm also, I told you I was a positive hip-hop artist, and if you want to check me out online, just go to Google and type in S-I-R-N-O-C, all one word, no space.
Okay, hold on, hold on. I wasn't ready, because I want to check it out. I'm trying to add another component through hip hop with the voice as another style of reading, writing, and learning for them. So many times they get so deep involved in music and videos and video games, but then showing them how to use it as a positive platform. Okay, so you said if I can find you, we can check you out where?
You can check me out on Google or any search engine on the internet by typing in SIRNOC, SIRNOC.
And you can check us out at literacyinthehood.com, Literacy in the Hood on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn.
And then if y'all want to contact each other personally, but the phone, just call me, Marlon, and we'll hook you up. Okay,
yeah,
let's get our other, because we may want to do that off the air, you know, so the world doesn't have your numbers. But the other thing I'd like to do is ask Michael. Michael's a new gentleman I just met about 2 days ago from Atlanta. Mr. Smith, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, go ahead and tell us a little bit about what you do and your name, and let's get you a question if you have a question for her, if you got enough time to hear.
Sure, yes. My name is Michael Smith. I come from a previous medical background. Now I'm in the software engineering business. Also, from an art side perspective, my cousin and I, we have launched the only black-owned streaming service that's launched throughout the world on the four major platforms, being Apple, Android, Roku, and Fire TV, along with on mobile devices, the only black-owned company that caters to the independent filmmakers. We not only stream all movies for the primary independent filmmakers, but we're launching volume channels, which going to include podcasts. We're going to have live events as well. So check us out at mobo entertainment.com.
I think I'm going to have a listing for you. Mobo, one more time, Michael.
Mobo, M-O-B-O, Mobo, entertainment.com. We have an app, we have a web out there. If you go check us out, you can download the apps, and we're streaming movies. You can stream over 200 movies for free right now. We've been offering that since January.
Okay.
I'm going to check you out because let me just see what, you know, while we have these different avenues on our call today. But, you know, one thing that I think about when you say that you stream, one thing I think about is in the 70s, when TV would go off, it used to be a commercial that said, "Do you know where your children are?" And I'm wondering, in 2020, can we have a commercial that say, "Have you read to your child today? Did your child read for 20 minutes today?" Because we have an epidemic with just reading, and some parents don't even know why their kids should read every day for 20 minutes. So I want to thank you for coming on the call with us today. And we're just trying to get a word out about literacy and about education. I think it's so important to have people such as yourself on these type of phone calls.
Well, I think that's perfect. I think this is a perfect timing because we just hired a marketing firm that's going to launch a campaign for us to reach more, you know, to increase our footprint, so to speak. And we can use part of that as our campaign going forward. So let's circle back. One other quick question I have for you is I see and I applaud you for what you're doing. So do you have an online presence that children can actually order or seek books from an online location?
Okay, now let's tell the truth. As a grassroots organization, once I went on Good Morning America, it put me on a platform that was bigger than my little grassroots organization. However, through my website, through my email and through my text messages and even my DM, they literally, churches, pantries, organizations reach out to me, either myself or a volunteer just drop off boxes of books. So I don't have like a click, click, click system online request books per se, but that's something I'm looking into adding on Literacy in the Hood's website.
Okay.
Oh, Michael, do you do that with your V-Technology company?
We can possibly help out with that for sure. I mean, depends upon how in depth she wants to, or involved she wants to get into it. If she's already started a project with someone, you can just let me know, and I'll be more than happy to consult with you. But yeah, if you already started one, then that's fine.
Yeah, because okay. honestly, on the way we filter it right now is through a phone call, an email, or a text. But like you said, if I had an actual place on the page where they could click a button, request book, put in, you know, the age, the child name, mm-hmm. such and such and such, it may be a way to then downsize me with the phone, the texting, and the email.
Gotcha. Correct. Exactly.
Okay. And Ms. Chris, I want you to make sure you keep my number. If you have
okay.
a pen with you, I'm going to give it to you now. So you
and I do.
Look it up. It's 216.
Yes, I have. Yes.
7629378. So I can put
okay.
you in touch
Thank
with them. And Myron can keep that too. Okay, let's let my senior come in. Mr. Charles E. Bibb Sr., are you still with us?
Yes, I'm right here, Ms. Vivian L. Shaw.
Okay, well, we got the young
blood.
You
guys are doing a beautiful job. My name is Charles E. Bibb Sr., CEO of Bibb Enterprises. And I have a business opportunity mall, and I just added a new company to my mall. It's called Eternal Seed. We give cash gifts away to people. We just recently gave a gift to Ms. Vivian L. Shaw. And if you would like a gift, cash gift, call Ms. Vivian L. Sharp. All of you have her number, and tell her that Mr. Bibb has a gift for you. And she'll set you up, give her your email, your phone number, and of course your name. And put it on the Bibb Enterprises, and we will make sure you get a free gift, cash gift, from our giveaway of Eternal Seed. Thank you very kindly, Ms. Sharp.
And I like to say money. Cash is good, but money is better. Okay,
and my question
see.
For the young lady came from East Cleveland. Where were you living in East Cleveland and when?
Lakefront. I grew up in East Cleveland all the way into 1988, and then my mom moved across town, and I graduated from John F. Kennedy in 1990.
Okay.
Yes, you are.
So you knew where Bibb's Record Shop was?
Yes. Yes.
I'm the same Bibb.
Okay.
Well,
I wondered that when you first came on, but it said Bibb Entertainment. But then I thought
now,
about that, and then I thought about...
Not Entertainment, mm-hmm. Bibb Enterprises.
Okay.
I have a lot of different things that I do. And we have several companies under my enterprise. And this latest one, Eternal Seas, is a giveaway project, and we're going to share it with everyone when
okay.
they call in the shop. Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Bibb. Miss Brother ADX, are you with us? Brother ADX, I don't know if he got in. He didn't, probably didn't get in yet. And Miss Katrina is listening in from Denver. I don't know if she wants to talk. And Curtis Robeson was supposed to come in. He eats raw. And I want you to meet him, Ms. Cassandra, because the children are failing. Diabetes and all of that is hitting the children, as well as you know. And there's a way to sort of stop that with by the way you eat and the way you've been eating fruit and vegetables. And if you want to eat meat, that's good, but you got to eat fresh. Got to eat fresh. And I'll let him talk to you
well,
about
that.
Well,
see, that goes into a different perspective because your zip code plays a big part in the type of produce that you're going to get and whether you have access to fresh produce in your community. Your zip
yeah,
code
know,
plays a big part in the type of education that you're going to get and then the quality of health care. So sometimes that good produce you might have to drive out of your zip code to get.
Mm-hmm.
And then literacy also affects your health. And there's statistics that show that as well.
Yes, he's very scientific. He's a young man, about 42, so he's still young. And he was 13 when he had epilepsy, and he was in a home with children. And they kept feeding him a lot of sweet things. And then God touched him and said, look, there's a better way. And he found
well, Vivian, let's focus on the people on the line. You have multiple callers on the line, like about eight of them.
Just be cool. Don't throw me off. Okay, who else is there?
But no, the eating touches with your literacy, your health care touches with your, because they show statistics that tie all into that together.
Right, it does. So we have
to bring
that on again. Is there anyone there that I haven't talked to yet?
Hi, Vivian. This is Keith Kuhn from Vermilion, Ohio.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Mr. Kuhn. Yes, from Vermilion. K-U-H-N. Did you get a chance to hear about this? Because we're going to go back to Ernesto some more information.
I've been listening.
Have you heard? Okay, go ahead and introduce yourself, let her know what you do, and ask her a question.
Hi, everybody. I'm Keith Kuhn from Vermilion, Ohio. I can be found on YouTube. KK Motion Pictures. Let's talk about literacy just for a brief moment here. Literacy reading is very important. To read the words is one thing. Comprehend them is another thing. As a child, I always had trouble comprehending what I read. So, like I say, to read is one thing, but learning to comprehend is another thing. That's all I have at the moment.
Okay, thank you.
And also the comprehension piece. In the inner city with black and brown boys is what they have a problem with when it comes to that third grade reading test. So I thank you for sharing that with us today.
Yes, yes, yes. Now let's get back to some of the things that we were talking to you about so we can get more information about you. And do you write? I mean, I didn't get a chance to see if you had more than one book. I know you do. If you're nominated, how many books did you have so far that you've written?
No. I got nominated for Going the Extra Mile. I'm the different one with this Anstiel Wolf nomination. I'm nominated because since we started Grassroots, we gave away over 60,000 books here in the East.
Wow.
So my nomination generally, it's authors and educators that get a nomination. So this year,
but Mrs. Cassandra has received $15,000 in donations from Kelly Clarkson, and she's also wrapping her van and sending it from California to give away books in the hood to those who are less fortunate. Also, yesterday,
You wasn't supposed to tell all of that. You wasn't supposed to tell all Miss Cassandra business. So this week on Kelly Clarkson gave me $5,000. But then the producers of the show that I share with Mr. Myron, but that the world does not know as of yet, is that Kelly Clarkson show called back. And they said that they didn't want me to take that money and try to buy a used van, and that they would in fact purchase a van and to give them some time and they would get it wrapped and send it up here to Cleveland. However, that's
the reason why I told them that, Cassandra, so that if they want to donate some money to your car,
That hasn't aired yet.
So, if anybody on the phone want to support literacy in the hood, this is the time to do it. And yesterday, Cassandra won Nana's Tribal Foundation gave her $3,000 yesterday to help her give more books away in the hood as well. See, she playing less of a role, but she's already doing some amazing things, and I think she should tell y'all about them because y'all might want to go on and donate some money yourself. Every book counts for her.
Wow,
I'd like for
beautiful.
Her to tell me. Yes, let her tell me, because some things you can't do legally, you shouldn't do certain things that way. But Ms. Cassandra, while you're there, is there anything you would like to talk about the beginnings and about what you're planning for your vision? What is your vision that you would like?
My vision is in twofold. One is that I foresee that we're going to have an epidemic when the school doors open. And why I say that is because I'm thinking about the single mom and the single dad who look forward to their children going to school so that they can go to work, so that they can survive. And with virtual learning, the government hasn't stepped in. I haven't heard a mayor, I haven't heard a senator or a councilman say, what are we going to do with school-age children while parents go to work? So with that, we're going to have some children home by themselves. We're going to have some children
over some other parents' houses, but we got to remember in Cleveland, 66% of Clevelanders function illiterate. So how can that 66% be at home helping their children virtually learn if, in fact, they can't fill out a job application, a rental application, or read the RTA bus schedule? So I foresee some different epidemics that's going to come after this pandemic or during this pandemic. My next thing, my vision for literacy in the hood, once we do get a van, it's going to help us reach a larger demographic area. We'll be able to deliver bookshelves and books, allowing children to start a small library at home. And then on the flip side of that, we can use that for my son's boys to read so that those boys can go on some adventures throughout the city and then take them out of their zip codes on some field trips to see men that look like them so that the first time that they see a man that look like them does not have to be an authoritative figure. They can see men like them on an everyday life scale doing everything that they think they do, such as a lawyer, a doctor, an engineer, a fireman, and thus forth. It doesn't always have to be an authoritative figure because you've gotten some type of trouble. And for our black and our brown boys, that's usually how they meet a prominent black figure other than who they see on TV, because women run the schools and women is in the doctor's office. It's a few male doctors, but it's women running that. So when our black and our brown boys get to see men that look like them so that they can have something that they can aspire to come. So with the boys do read, we use that program so that they can see men like them that look like them. They got something that they can see and they can touch and they can reach. And I'll give you an example. We brought in Leon Bibb. Leon Bibb's been a journalist in the Cleveland area for over 40 years. And for black history, I said, why do we always got to talk about somebody that's dead? Why black history can't be a living individual? So we brought in Leon Bibb. Leon Bibb is what? A part of history. Why? Because he's been a journalist for over 40 years here on TV, 3, 5, almost every channel. And then the boys wrote an affirmation that they like, I am black history. And each of themselves, after listening to Leon Bibb talk about his story from coming down south and coming north with his family, those boys shared why they felt that they were either a part of history or how they felt that they would be making a part of history. And it's little things like that that we try to do with the boys because that's what we lose to the streets.
Well, tell me a little bit about your background. How did you get to where you are? I mean, what inspired you? What did you do in
the past? I served with the government organization called AmeriCorps for a few years while my son was a newborn to allow me the flexibility to be an avid mom, you know, be able to go to the daycare, go pick him up. I wasn't ready to go back into corporate America, long story short. So I served with AmeriCorps, and during serving with AmeriCorps, we did job workforce development, job readiness, and job help you with your resume writing skills. But that's when I began to learn what the literacy statistics were in Cuyahoga County. And then, of course, I'm raising a black son in the inner city because that was the rent that I could afford at the time. And then you're applying that to what the resources that are available based on what's available to me. But then understanding the literacy rates from serving with AmeriCorps, and it's nothing out there. I'm the only avenue in the city of Cleveland where a parent, a child, and a caregiver can call and get books. Now, we have other organizations, but see, you have to be careful because on media, they'll say we passed out 2 million books to low income in the city. That's not what they did. They distributed boxes of books, but did those books come out of the boxes and into the hands of the parents, children, and caregivers? And that's what we're making sure. So it just doesn't look like fluff or just doesn't look real pretty on the internet and on paper.
And I see that you're working with the school system as well as the court. Tell me about that for the people that are listening.
Well, we had a collaboration with Earl B. Turner, Clerk of Courts. Earl B. Turner comes out in the community and does what they call in the community, but they help you get your driver's license. They help men find jobs, but they bring resources in the community, basically. But the number one thing they would do is help you either get a court date or help you fix the state of your driver's license. And collaborating with them and being a partner with them, they would come out every other week or at least twice a month. And I would pass out between 600 and 700 books at those events. Not only were we able to pass out between 600 and 700 books, Mr. Turner would give me the microphone So that would give me an opportunity to talk to parents, like right now, about the summer slide, what the summer slide means. If your child doesn't read at least 6 books over the summer when school start back, they're not reading on the same grade level. Talking to them about the school-to-prison pipeline. When your child doesn't pass the third grade reading test, how studies show that they prepare a bed for your baby and slowly wait for them. Talking to them and helping them understand what the word gap is. Why do children in the suburbs go to school knowing 1,800,000 more words than children in the inner city and urban communities? And just those facts alone, sharing them. Like I said, HOOD stands for helping out our disenfranchised. So helping out that disenfranchised population understand why literacy is important in our communities.
Literacy is very important.
You said the school. Yeah, well, the school systems, we did a couple of different things. One, over the summer, I facilitated low-level phonics. So I had kindergarten through second graders and teaching them phonics because that's not facilitated in the CMSD schools. That's one part. When schools was open, my son did that initiative, Books and Cuts, that I told you about, where they took the barbers in. But for a lot of little boys, they never have the experience of actually going to a barbershop, so we brought the barbers in the schools. And then threefold, some of the schools pay me to help them with their parent engagement. They always say they can't get the parents to participate with what's going on in school. So for a few dollars, I get them some creative ways to get the parents back in the doors at the school.
Now, listen, I don't mean to interrupt, but we have somebody from out the country listening, too, and I'm not sure if they want to say anything. England,
hello,
possibly.
Hi, welcome.
I guess they don't want to say anything. We'll continue
they
on if
listen.
They want to say
it's
something,
okay.
They can. We've got one more question from Sanaka, I believe. I can feel he want to ask you something. Mr. Sanaka, you there?
Okay.
Sanaka?
Yes. Hey. How old are you?
47.
You know, she sounds like she's
20. It's okay. No, it's on my website. I have my son. Like, it's nothing to hide. No, I'm 47,
that's
raising a 9-year-old. Yes.
Hey, you got
to
be beat.
I would like to also say, Vivian, this is Sir Knock. I'd like to also say that everybody on this call now and everybody is listening should be very proud of you for doing what you're doing because you're uplifting our neighborhoods and our future. Our future are the children, and if they know how to read and comprehend, they have a bright future. So you're doing a great thing.
Thank you.
And I look forward to working with you maybe in the future because that's what I do. I have over 50 awards for going to schools and colleges, talking to kids about staying off drugs, being nonviolent, and protecting their brain from the images. But one thing I also tell them is that reading is one of the most important things that you can do. You can't get a job. You can't read a menu to even eat. If you go to a restaurant, reading is everything.
Mm-hmm.
So you're doing a great job.
And then sometimes I take it and I flip it. I tell children that reading is also a way to escape. In Cleveland, and I'm sorry to keep saying in Cuyahoga County in Cleveland, but sometimes you got to focus on your home before you go focus on your city. So here in Cleveland, 93% of the CMSD students have faced some sort of trauma. So with all of them facing some sort of trauma, always trying to bring in being, like you said, how can we bring in a healing component to it? So then I tell students that you can use it as a way of escape. For example, you wanted to go to Africa, but you know your mother can't afford to go to Africa. By going on the internet and Googling Africa, by checking some books at a library about Africa, guess what you can have? An experience about Africa without you ever even getting on an airplane and going there.
Well,
wow,
all of you that
right.
are on the call, if you have something that you want to say right now is the time. If you have another comment, Mr. Smith, or who else is there, Mr. Kuhn, Mr. Viv, any more comments before we talk to her a little more and then we'll close out?
I'd like to say one thing, Vivian. It's Keith again, as far as the reading and all that. And she's on the right track. Sometimes these kids just need like an individual, one-on-one experience to have them sit down and to read a book, you know. Not this rush, if you understand. Help them, just slowly encourage them, you understand.
Yeah. You know, I appreciate you saying that, Keith, because sometimes I share with parents, like, I know the survival side. Like, right now on Good Morning America and all the Good Morning shows, you see all the at-home moms and they making the house and the dining room look cute for virtual learning. But, again, HOOD stands for Helping Out Our Disenfranchised. So I'm thinking about the single mom and the single dad who don't have time to set up a house that look like virtual learning because they got to go to work to make sure that that family is okay. I'm thinking about the mom whose son can't read but don't just know a few steps on how to get him on a great path that can help him become a better reader. I'm always thinking about the mom or the pops that can't really read himself but want the best opportunity education for their child. So sometimes, and right now, in lieu of everything that's going on in the world, literacy is getting brushed under the rug. If you live in a household with affluent parents that understand education, that's what they push. But if you live in a household with parents and education is not their number one priority, and with the doors of the school not opening back up, those babies is going to fall between the wayside and fall in some of the cracks. And that's why we decided during COVID-19 to not close, but to be open and to continue funneling books. Yesterday, down at the box fight on Kinsman, we gave away over 2,700 books at the back to school event. Wow. But sometimes you just got to be the light that you want to see.
Yes,
amen.
I like
outstanding,
that.
Outstanding. Listen, I definitely applaud you again. I am extremely elated and happy to see what you're doing, and we can use that all over your life, because with COVID and pandemic and everything else going on from a leadership perspective, literacy is being left behind. I would love to volunteer in any way I can to be a mentor online or anything that I can do to help your program.
Email me, guys, so that
I
can get your guys' contact information. And it's just spelled out,
right.
literacyinthehood@gmail.com. And then that way we can share contact information, share emails. You can understand on further off the radio what our mission is, what we're looking forward to doing in the future. And then just to add a sidebar, I'm finna work on intergenerational literacy and bust that wagon.
Wonderful.
So
Wonderful.
Many grandparents are raising their grandchildren in 2020.
Right.
So when I'm in the community more times, if it's 10 parents, probably 4 of them is grandparents. So we can't leave them behind.
Yep.
So I'm partnering with another organization called Nana Tribe, who focuses, her grandmother died, if I'm not mistaken, at 104. And they want to work on intergenerational biases to open up that conversation from a grandchild to a granddaughter. So I am going to collaborate with them, and then they're going to sponsor us. But see, a lot of times, guys, just to be truthful with you, because I feel like I can be, the real truth is what's creating the buzz. A lot of those people come from the suburbs, and they come down in the hood, and they come up with a great idea of how they're going to help our babies. And then they go back to the suburbs, so there's no real sympathy or no real empathy there. So then when you see a mom and a son that look like them, I remind them when they come to the inner city to give their little trinkets and give their little memorabilia with their executive names on there and such. We all one paycheck from being in that line, getting this free produce and this free lunches with them. Don't let your title put you on a different level. COVID-19 makes the millionaire, the homeless person, the middle class, the blue shirt, blue collar, it makes all of us on a level at the same, needing just a little bit more of God's grace. And what I'm scared of is just that those babies, like I said, in the home whose parents don't understand the importance of education may fall through the cracks.
Bless your heart. And Myron, I want to say hello to the person. I put it on Reverb Nation where I have a rap song, Miss Matthews, and I want you to hear it. It's very positive. I did it so that I could reach the children. I'll be 79 in October. And I don't feel
God bless
like,
you.
Yeah, I don't have any grandchildren. I just have 3 grown sons. And they're in music and all kinds of ways, but I'm retired and everything else.
Okay.
But I love what you're doing. I want to, if there's anything I can do to help, as far as I do the media. I do media, PR,
okay.
Media. That's what I do, like Myron says. And I work with him with Shooting the Breeze. And that's what we're doing. We're shooting the breeze, what we talk about.
And I love it, too.
And
if you want me on again, you know, invite me back.
Michelle,
I would love to come back on the show. Invite me back.
Yeah.
I would love to Zoom. I would love to Zoom with some of y'all in y'all cities, and we can continue our conversation. Since the world is Zooming, we can continue our conversation around what's going on with literacy as schools open back up in your cities as well as mine, because everybody's city has their own tweak on how they're going to open up education. And then what we can also do before I come up off this call is we can also create a buzz in our community about why parents should be reading with their children for 15 to 20 minutes every day.
I like that. I like that. Mr. Bibb, you have a statement?
Yes, I wanted to know where the young lady, where does she get her books?
We have an organization here in Cleveland that gives away gently used books. If you email me, I'll give you that name, but they're not worth me saying it over this call. But if you email me, I'll give you their name. But they give away gently used books.
Give that information
however,
to Ms. Sharp. Yeah, give that information to Ms. Sharp, and she'll get it to me.
Yeah.
And I can have
all you
got to
do is just email literacyinthehood@gmail.com. And then the other thing is that since going on Good Morning America, they donated me 1,000 books from their partner company, Walt Disney. And then authors have been reaching out to me and donating me copies of their books. So what I'm going to do, since Kelly Clarkson bought our van, is take some of the proceeds that we raised through our GoFundMe to purchase a van and purchase books from black authors. So that when I'm in
and
the
I think that Mr. Bibb might
books.
Want to donate some books, Krishandra. Mr. Bibb is a well-known
businessman. If he email me, hold on 1 second. If he email me, I'll take some books. We take donations. But what I was finna say was, through the we're gonna also purchase books of color from authors who can't afford to give their books away for free, but will allow me when I'm in the community to give children books of color so that the characters look like them.
That's wonderful. That's super. Oh,
wow.
Well, would you
right?
Like
so
to
send me an
anything?
Email, y'all. I gotta run off the phone now.
Yeah,
but send me an email,
yeah,
everybody, at literacyinthehood@gmail.com,
okay.
So we can share our contact information, and then we can possibly do a Zoom call and have this conversation a little bit longer. Thank
I
you
will.
For having me on the show, Ms. Sharp.
All right, thank you, everybody.
Thanks, guys. And
thanks,
the great work in your cities. Check Literacy in the Hood out, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, and on YouTube. Have a great day, guys.
Hi.
And thank you so much.
Hello, I am Vivian Louise Sharp. You have been listening to Shooting the Breeze. This is a Sharp Paragon Entertainment production in collaboration with ScreenWorks Entertainment. Thank you and goodbye. Over and out. Myron.